This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to run one more piece of tape from that John Harwood-Gary Cohn interview, sort of a big picture thing about the tax ecosystem that we all live in. Harwood listing for the president's chief economic advisor how the tax plan breaks down.
4 times as much in business tax cuts and estate tax as for individuals.
Yep. But, John, if you look at what we're doing for middle-class taxpayers, the reality is kind of simple. The median income family in the United States, the family that earns about $60,000 in the United States, the speaker talked about them getting an $1,182 tax cut. That family is now paying a marginal tax rate of less than 1%.
Oh, if only our taxes were so simple. Marketplace's Andy Euler takes it from there.
Cutting federal income tax sounds like a winning proposition, but Jim Rapetti at Boston College Law School says federal income taxes are the least of middle-class Americans' worries.
If you assume that the average state and local income tax is 9% and the average sales tax is around 8%, and then you add in the Social Security and Medicare taxes, you're talking some serious money.
Some economists argue that if you really want to give the middle class a tax break, you'd focus on the tax that pays for Social Security and Medicare, payroll tax. According to the Tax Policy Center, 62% of all tax-paying households paid more this year in payroll taxes than income taxes. Bob Goulder at the think tank Tax Analysts says one argument for not cutting payroll taxes is that some consider them a kind of user fee.
They say, well, if your payroll tax goes for Medicare, you're just paying for future health services. And that's distinct enough that we're not going to view it as a real tax.
But Romina Baccia at the Heritage Foundation says the plan to double the standard federal income tax deduction will directly benefit the middle class. And it'll make filing your taxes more simple.
Families making $114,000 a year in income would face a tax rate no higher than 12%. So that provides great tax relief to middle-class families.
What the Trump administration hopes those families do with that income is invest it or make purchases and keep the economy growing. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.